Since 2015, the number of co-productions between China and other nations has boomed. More and more countries have come forward to sign film co-production deals with China. Mitchell Peck is best known in China for producing the movie Priest.
I think the opportunity is for the Chinese film community to incorporate Western characters into Chinese stories to get the Western audiences to engage with them. And I think the same opportunity exists for Western, for Hollywood and European movies, is to have more real and three-dimensional and great Chinese characters. That's the same as true for both.
In fact, it's quite common for co-production to have actors and actresses on both sides. For instance, Chinese pop star Jay Chou was cast in a 2016 American heist thriller film, Now You See Me Too. Chinese actress Li Bingbing was also cast for Guardians of the Tomb, an upcoming 2018 science fiction horror film, which is the largest Chinese-Australian co-production to date. But according to Mitchell Peck, a co-production featuring familiar faces on both sides is not enough.
I think the headlines that I would say is that you have to have screenplays that have stories that are relevant and appealing to audiences beyond your local one. It's important to have stories that have an international application.
Mitchell Peck was in Fuzhou joining the Silk Road International Film Festival, where he discussed the future of co-productions with a number of Chinese film industry insiders. He noted that storytelling is more important than rhetoric. By emphasizing the importance of screenplays in the film project, Mitchell Peck pointed out what he believes the disadvantage the Chinese film industry is confronted with now.
I think that China needs to prioritize screenplays more. I've heard from the people I've talked to here that sometimes it's looked at as an afterthought. Like, we have all the money, we have all the stars ready to go. Just you know, get us a screenplay and we'll make this movie. You know, as if it's snap your fingers and a screenplay will materialize. Whereas in America, they realize that it is the foundation of the process and they make room for it and they prepare to make the time and the expense necessary to cultivate screenplays, knowing that it's a labor-intensive, time-consuming process, but there's no shortcuts.
The point, what kind of movie does an international audience really want to see? This is the biggest question for filmmakers now. Although Chinese audiences easily fall in love with historical period dramas, Mitchell Peck thinks this genre of film is much less attractive to international audiences. In December 2016, a large-budget U.S.-China co-production, The Great War, starring global superstar Matt Damon, was released in China. Although the top-notch director Zhang Yimou was ambitious about the film's global release in 68 countries and regions, Mitchell Peck noticed The Great War failed to reach its anticipated box office earnings. Mitchell Peck thinks this is because they set Matt Damon in an ancient period.
I would like to see a movie with Matt Damon in a contemporary Chinese movie. I think that movie would make 10 times as much money because it's relevant. Does that make sense? I look at a period piece Chinese movie and even a period piece American movie, and I feel like, oh, its lessons aren't so applicable to me.
A co-production can be considered a domestic film in China, enjoying benefits like preferential tax, investment policies, and avoid being subject to the limit of foreign films that China imposes every year. Also, according to Chinafilm.com, co-productions are more suitable for different markets, which naturally have more commercial potential for international distribution. So far, 20 countries have signed co-production agreements with China. In making a co-production, China should develop its screenplays in connection with its international counterparts, as Mitchell explains.
China has every advantage. It can be the biggest and the most exciting film community on the planet. I think the only thing that's missing or that's slowing down its progress, which is almost inevitable, is content. It just needs more content that is relevant to the world, right? And that's why you need a fleet of screenwriters, an army of screenwriters, churning out screenplays and getting better and better and better, because then those are movies that can be made, and that's important because that's how you get your culture traveling around the world, is through your movies.
During the Silk Road International Film Festival, a total of 19 international filmmaker representatives have signed co-production agreements with China. According to a leader with the China Film Corporation Limited, the total investments involved in these deals are estimated to reach 2.3 billion yuan, or over $353 million. The anonymous leader believes the signing of these deals will help drive Chinese movies to reach beyond expectations and facilitate exchanges and cooperation in the movie industry between China and the countries along the Silk Road. For CRI, I'm Lai Ming.